Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
I've got a lot of work going on at the moment.
Whereabouts? Or just in general?
Outside my house.
You were pointing to your face quite a lot.
I didn't mean to point to my face. There's no work.
A lot of work being done on your face.
No. I don't know.
It was just on your right cheek, which I was a bit worried about.
No, I'm not having any work on my face.
Okay.
It's outside my crib at the moment. This morning...
Please say that you said that on purpose and you don't...
I did.
Okay, good.
This morning there was a white van parked outside my house, right? And there was a bloke who I think owned the van and he was like getting tools and stuff out the back in his high-vis outfit. Just doing some work, I don't know what he was doing. And there was a song blaring out from the front of the van. You know, like when it's a sunny day, people like turn it up a bit higher, don't they, generally?
System up with the top down.
Yeah, that. And the song was... What do you think? White van man. He's got his music on, right?
Something a bit rocky.
Okay. What, Bon Jovi?
Yeah, maybe a bit more current. Green Day.
Okay. No. It was this song coming from a white van. Started with nothing. Now I have something. The Winner's Song by Geraldine. I proved them all
they were wrong. Blasting out
at the front of my house this morning. So glad I kept fighting. From a white van man. Been waiting to sing the song. Really very loud. My song. Now that's not the first song you imagine to be coming from a white van.
And
tell me if I'm wrong. I mean, maybe there'll be some other white van men out now going, actually, I always listen to The Winner's Song by Geraldine.
No, really not. But also, I was going to defend him for a minute by saying, you never know with the radio, like, one minute it might be...
Who
really
plays that on the radio?
But that's what I'm saying. There's not even a defence for that. That would have to be on a CD.
Yeah.
That wouldn't be on the radio, apart from when we just played it then. But it wouldn't...
Maybe
it was another radio station talking about an incident where their presenter had been outside their crib with the white van man.
White van man favourite.
It's really awful situations which never stop.
It just goes round and round. That's the only possible explanation that I can find.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
What's this text we've just got, please? Text.
Oh, I'm trying to find a picture of you. But Keith has been on from Shrewsbury and he says... could you please put up a picture of a side image of Scott's head on the blog? I really need it. So I was just trying to find one.
A side image of my head?
Yeah, like a profile shot.
And who is it? Kiefer?
Yeah.
Why?
He just says he really needs it.
Why?
Doesn't say.
Side profile. Which is my best side?
You should know. Do you know? Not know? You
no.
must have an inkling, which is your best side.
I don't.
Mine's my right side because I've got a slightly funny tooth on the left side. I think, look to your left, look to your right, look at my light. No, I've turned it to the optician. You know sometimes when things just flow in your head. I think your left side. Does yours not do that?
You give me an eye test.
Yeah, does he not do that? Mine goes, look to your left, look to your right, look at my light.
No.
I don't know. No.
Anyway, which is my best?
Left, I think.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
So can we send it? What do you think he's going to use it for?
I don't know. I don't really want to put it on the blog.
Why not? We could...
I know.
What?
Maybe he works at Madame Two Swords.
Madame Two Swords? Yeah.
This could be it.
You don't mean Louis Two Swords?
Either or, I'd be happy with.
Have you ever been approached?
To have a waxwork?
Yeah.
No. Until
have you
now.
Ever offered yourself up?
No, I don't think it works like that. I don't think you just go, hello, is
you
that Madame Two Swords? You can't just ring up and go, hi, can I have a waxwork, please? They generally approach you. Why do they want that? It could be happening for me, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
But surely you'd need both sides and more of a kind of rounder picture than just one side.
What do you say about my moon face?
Oh, wow. I've never been to Louis Two Swords.
Oh, it's amazing.
Is he related to Madame or
I don't know. Probably not. They've got one in Blackpool, which is the one we went to. And I think there's one in Great Yarmouth as well. They're so good. Like, I had such a laugh in there. The one in Blackpool a few years ago. Takes you a bit longer to work out who the waxworks are supposed to be. But that's half the fun, really. Well, actually, no, that's all the fun. Have you look at their website?
Oh, there's an amazing one of, I think, Gordon Ramsay, but it's quite a small picture, so I'm not entirely sure.
Yeah, but even if you were there, it would take you a while to work out if that was Gordon Ramsay or not. That's
the
beauty.
He's very startled, Gordon Ramsay.
Yeah.
If you're by a computer, just look up Gordon Ramsay, Louis Tussaud.
Kiefer, if you could text back, let me know dates and times, and I'll be there.
The Scott Mills Daily.
You know what my travel nightmares from last week, do you, when I was coming back from my little break?
No.
Well, I had to get a flight back on Friday night because I was doing the Eurovision Song Contest results for the UK, wasn't I, on Saturday? Mm-hmm. So I'm sat in an airport in Croatia and they suddenly come up with, the flight is cancelled. I was like, oh no, how am I going to get back?
What, not even just delayed?
No, and it was like, everybody leave the airport now, your flight is cancelled. And they didn't really tell us much more than that. So I had to, I'd nowhere to stay, obviously, that night because the flight was a... about 9 o'clock in the evening. All the hotels are booked from other people's flights who are cancelled. Bit of a nightmare. Ended up staying in an old lady's house. Which is nice, in Croatia.
How does that work?
Well, because in Croatia, I don't know whether it happens in a lot of these countries, but old ladies stand at ferry ports and also at airports when you arrive, at arrivals, and it's a bit like grab a gran. Where what you do is...
Are they licensed?
I think...
Because you should never get in a...
No, I think it's allowed.
Is it?
Yeah.
Not like those unlicensed cabbies?
No. What, unlicensed grannies?
Yeah. They had to be licensed nans for you to go with them.
Anyway, there's a load of nans lined up at the airport as you come out, and they...
Is this a dream sequence?
No, you can stay in their house.
What?
Yeah.
I've never heard of this before.
Ian, off of Upstairs, has done it a couple of times.
What, stayed at someone's nans?
Mm. It's really good. They, you know, provide you with... It's like a bed and breakfast thing.
Oh, OK, but they all line up and you have to pick which one.
Yeah, you pick which one you like. It's like Grand Idol.
How did you choose your one?
Well, I didn't have much choice. It was late at night, so there was only one grand there. So I was like, yeah, you'll do, love. So went back
to... It was a 10 to 2.
Yeah, it was. Went back to her house and I was like, can I use your laptop, seriously? Because I you know, I need to book some more flights for tomorrow. I'm doing Eurovision. And she was like, oh, yeah, OK. Ended up in her house with her husband sat in the living room drinking red wine. They were talking to each other in Croatia.
It's like, oh, dear, you haven't brought back another one. What's he doing?
It was like that. And he was having
what
a bit
of... What is this orange thing you've brought into the house this time?
The husband was having a bit of a go at her because she was trying to help us to book the flight. Mm. Really not helping at all, but it was sweet of her to try. Husband was like, well, I don't know. To me, his tone, even though he was speaking Croatian, was, hello, it's Saturday night. Could you, like, come and sit with me? Because I'm your husband. Drink some wine with me. Stop helping him with this flight. Very uncomfortable situation. Anyway, so had quite a good night's sleep. We had separate rooms, obviously. And didn't sleep in their room as well. And then I had to get a ferry the next day. It's a long story. I was on a ferry, and then... there was a lady on... OK, I was tired because of all the travel chaos.
It was a night up with the nan.
Yeah, because I had to get a flight, and but before that, a ferry, OK? So I'm on the ferry, and there's, like, plastic seats. I lay... because there's loads of seats. I lay back on, like, three seats, which are, you know, free. And there's an old lady, not the same old lady, a different old lady, sat next to me.
Is anyone else falling asleep? Because I think this story could have started at the bit where you got on the boat.
Yeah, true. I just wanted to add the thing in about grab a gran.
Okay.
And then this lady started stroking my hair. So she sat upright in the seat next to me. I'm laid across three other seats next to her. She starts stroking my hair.
Did you have your head on her lap?
No, but my head was right next to her, you see, so she could easily just stroke it. Has that happened to you? And
no.
I think at one point, because I didn't realise that, look, I was in a kind of semi-sleepy state, I think I made a noise of like, like I was in, like I was enjoying it, and then woke up and was like, just some random lady. This all happened to me on the way back, and I haven't shared that with you yet.
Was it a special type of cruise?
No, it was just to get me back to the mainland so I could get my flight home.
Did you not tell her to get off?
No. This all happened within like a 12-hour period.
Did you then swap and stroke her hair for a bit?
No, I didn't. Stu in Portsmouth says, is this story going anywhere? Five minutes, I'll never get back.
Really not.
Vicky in Newport has also stayed with a nan in Croatia. Rob off of Bath also enjoyed the granny bed and breakfast hospitality when he was there.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
Oh, what's occurring?
Kerry in Belfast, those are two of the freakiest stories I've ever heard in my life. How do you think I feel? It happened to me. That was Rihanna and Ti Amo. And now it's Wednesday's... Oh! Rachel!
Hi!
You okay?
Good, thank you.
What's your plans for tonight, love?
Some friends are making us some supper.
Okay.
Cooking special brain food. We've been Googling it all day.
Brain food?
Yeah, like fish and stuff.
Fish and that?
Yeah.
So, what, you've been Googling brain food and it comes up with fish and that's what you've been doing all day?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's omega-3, isn't it?
Mm, it is, isn't it? Are you ready to play Wednesday's Oh, What's Occurring?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's go.
Oh! What's occurring?
Okay. Rachel, have you seen Sex and the City 2?
No, not yet.
Do you have any desire to?
Yeah. Apparently it's pretty rubbish, though.
I'm hearing this from a lot of people. Some people are saying it's the worst film they've ever seen. A lot of people.
No, that's harsh. I have seen it, and I think the reviews are a bit harsh. Me and my friends loved it. Really good. Yeah, it's not, like, the most amazing intellectual plotline, but it's really good. It's funny.
Aren't they in Arabia or something this time?
Yeah, but it all makes sense when you see it. It's not just, like, four old women going on a camel
trip
ride.
To Abu Dhabi.
Yeah, no, it's funnier than that.
Not from what I have seen in the trailer, to be fair.
It is funny.
It looks like four old women on a camel in Abu Dhabi.
Have you seen the bits where Liza Minnelli dances to Single Ladies?
No.
That will make you laugh.
Okay, good. Now, do you think they should have made a sequel?
Yes.
Yeah?
And I think they should keep making them,
do
even
you?
If they're rubbish, because it just makes you feel good.
Okay.
Unless you're a man.
Any films that... haven't had a sequel that you think maybe should have?
Grease 2. I think there should have been a follow-up to that because that was brilliant.
Okay, what about you, Rachel?
Don't know.
No. Okay. Any films you think, oh, that was brilliant, I'd like to see more of that?
Do you watch many films, Rachel?
Not that many, no.
Oh, right.
What was the last film you saw?
Probably Made in Manhattan.
Whoa, that was good.
Made in Manhattan 2? You'd love to see that.
Yeah, that would be good.
There we are, you see, right there. Okay, so we went out onto Stupid Street. We sent Smooth Talking Dan, actually.
Yes,
He's back on. And we said, what film that doesn't already have one should have a sequel? What I'm going to do is give you a point for any film that was in there. Okay, so what do you think?
Star Wars.
What?
Star Wars. People love that.
Okay.
Maybe Titanic.
Titanic.
Didn't?
Because everyone likes that one.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Lord of the Rings. That was big in the box office.
Yeah, but...
That had a sequel.
Yeah.
To the sequel of that one.
Yeah, exactly. We're talking about Stupid Street. Okay, so you're going for Titanic, Rachel.
Yeah, or Harry Potter.
Harry Potter. And your ones were Lord of the Rings and Star Wars.
And Jackie's been on, she said I should say Three Men and a Baby.
Because
they had Three Men and a Little Lady, but the sequel to that one, maybe.
Right, okay, yeah.
Three Men and a Grown Woman.
Well, let's see what...
No, I didn't really watch that one.
Let's...
The one that doesn't speak seen that one. So it's not very good.
Let's see what Stupid Street said. We just asked them what film that doesn't already have one should have a sequel.
What's a film that you like that you'd love there to be a sequel to? I don't know, I guess like films like The Godfather, stuff like that.
The Godfather.
The Godfather. Alright, Wicked, thanks very much. Yeah. Cheers. Pretty sure there was more than one Godfather. I like your sort of
What are these things called with that around the hair?
Kevin.
Yeah, they're good. Yeah, it's right. Well done. Have you got like a favourite film that you like, which you wish had a sequel, but doesn't?
Oh my god, Dirty Dancing.
Dirty Dancing.
Yeah.
Can you do a bit of dancing now, please?
Oh, no, I don't think so.
No? Bust some moves?
No.
Have you got a favourite film that you'd love to have a sequel to?
I don't know. I like Baz Luhrmann's Romeo and Juliet.
Romeo and Juliet, that's good, yeah.
Yeah.
Not sure how Romeo and Juliet would work, but...
Fifth Element.
Have you got a film that you like, which you'd love there to be a sequel to?
My favourite film is Shawshank Redemption. So I suppose I quite like a sequel to that, yeah.
Sequel to Shawshank Redemption?
Why not, yeah. He goes back into prison, because he loves crime.
Gone with the Wind is pretty good.
Gone with the Wind?
Yeah.
Gladiator?
What? Why that?
Because, I don't know, it's good.
What's your favourite part?
The end.
He goes back in there, and that's the bus back out.
Yeah.
That's...
Maybe it's like one of those criminals that you can't stand it outside, he needs to get back in again.
Yeah, he got too used to the system and craved that that routine of prison.
Have you got a film that you like, that you'd love there to be a sequel to, but hasn't?
I quite like Twilight and Harry Potter.
Twilight and Harry Potter, they are good, aren't they? Yeah,
yeah, they're very good, yeah.
Who's your favourite of the Twilight wolf people or whatever? I'm not seeing them, but there's those hot guys.
I think I'm more of a vampire fan than a wolf.
Oh, vampires and vampire, yeah.
Probably Robert Pattinson.
Yeah, he's good, isn't he?
Yeah.
I reckon he just does something really, really bad back on the outside. And then just because he wants to go back in.
Maybe we should write that together.
I reckon.
Alright,
let's do it.
He sounded well excited.
Love it they're discussing that. So in there we had The Godfather and Twilight. That would be good with the sequel. And Romeo and Juliet. We're just trying to work out what will happen in that one.
No.
No. Harry Potter was in there. So well done, you.
He sounded well excited.
Love it they're discussing that. So in there we had The Godfather and Twilight. That would be good with the sequel. And Romeo and Juliet. We're just trying to work out what will happen in that one.
No.
No. Harry Potter was in there. So well done, you. Rachel.
Yay.
Yeah, okay. Next situation.
Oh, what's the kitty?
Wow, it was crazy outside Radio 1 today. Miley Cyrus was Fern Cotton's guest. Huge load of fans outside. And every time they thought they saw Miley, and I thought she'd arrived outside, they were like, ah! And then realised it was just, like, some bloke getting out of a car. So we thought, because they were quite vocal, will they scream anything? So what we did is we sent various members of Radio 1 staff out there to the Miley fans to see if they would scream. So we sent them out into Radio 1 reception just to see if Miley fans will scream at anything and anyone. So I'm going to go through them one by one. Will they scream is my question. Ready for this, Becky?
Yes.
Let's go for it. Okay, first one. Off the Chris Moyle Show, Matt Fincham, will they scream for him, the Miley fans, or not?
Yes.
Rachel?
No.
Rachel says no. Let's find out.
I'm going to go and meet the Miley Cyrus fans now. Oh, I'm going to feel like such an idiot doing this. Okay, here goes nothing. Who here likes Miley Cyrus? Who here likes Matt Fincham? There you go. Booze.
No, there's some booze there. So, Rachel, you are absolutely right. Nothing. Okay. What about Gemma, who works in our office? What do you think, Rachel? Yes or no?
Yes.
They will scream for Gemma. Because she might look a bit like Miley, you see? They might think it's her.
Mm.
Sunglasses. Wears them all the time.
Yeah, I think.
Both saying yes. Okay.
Okay, I'm going to meet my fans. I'm completely embarrassed. Thank you. Currently rocking the sunglasses. I don't want to go out there. Okay. Hi, everyone. Thank you.
She didn't even say who she was. Amazing.
Brilliant. Wow. See, sunglasses. What about the one that doesn't speak?
Now, I know this one because I had to go out with him because obviously he couldn't speak. So I had to do the commentary. Did they do a few or not? I don't know.
You really can't remember?
Yes, I think they did a bit. Yes.
Okay, so on the back of that knowledge, what are you saying, Rachel?
Yes.
Good choice. That's a good choice, really good seeing choice. As I just told you the answer.
Let's find out.
Right, so now we're going to try with the one that doesn't speak. I'm going to take him out this time. Here we go. Oh, the crowd is building. And presenting him to his audience.
What happened there to make that scream occur?
Do you know what? I think halfway when he realised he wasn't getting many, he did the hand gestures of, come on, louder, louder, louder.
Okay, I'm not sure that's allowed, but there we are. So that's a yes. And finally, Becky. Did they scream, the Miley fans? Rachel?
Yes, definitely.
Becky?
No, not at all.
Oh.
Okay, let's find out.
Right, so I'm going outside. Let's see. Through the door. And I'm about to face my crowd. Here I go.
Oh, no.
And I'm going, and I'm going. And the reaction is... quite quiet. Not quite what I was expecting. I think they still want Miley.
People are going, Miley, Miley, but not to you. Oh.
That wasn't a good look.
That wasn't. So, in summary, here's when Gemma walked out with sunglasses.
Hi, everyone.
Becky.
The reaction is...
Ciao. Does he say? Do they say ciao? As in, I think ciao means goodbye. Does it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
He's only been out there 2 seconds, and already he was going ciao. Like, bye. Go away now. Where's Miley?
Now, I've completely lost count of the score now. I think that Becky has won today's Oh What's Occurring.
Really?
I think.
Yeah, probably.
Do you think, Rachel? Right, I tell you what, I've lost it. But if there's a recount, someone will tell me on the text.
Are you having a breakdown?
Oh yeah, a little bit. It's been a long day. Okay, right. If people will tell us if you've won, all right, in a minute, and I might speak to you tomorrow.
Just sit and wait. Have you got another fairy story for us just to fill the time? Because I quite
rude.
Like another one of them.
I thought that was quite good.
It was a good rubbish. One.
Did you enjoy it, Rachel?
Yeah, it was good.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, I still.
Would you tell it again? Anyway, so my flight got cancelled. No, sorry.
Someone said he didn't say ciao. He shouted trout when I walked out.
Didn't shout trout.
Play it again. Greg says that on the text.
The reaction is
trout.
It's not trout.
How rude!
The reaction is
trout.
I should win just for getting called a fish.
Anyway, that ends today's Oh What's Occurring. Thanks very much, Rachel. Love you.
Thank you. Bye.
Podcast. Earlier, I was talking about the fact there was a white van outside my house the other day. Today, actually. Well, they've been all there all week. But this particular morning, they were playing Geraldine, the winner's song, very loudly outside my house, which is not really a white van man tune. He was in the back, kind of sorting his tools out, or whatever he does in the back of his van. And I guess it was a CD that was playing Peter Kay as Geraldine doing the winner's song. Hello?
Hello.
Hello, who's this?
This is Ali from Londonderry, Northern Ireland.
Hello, Ali. What are you saying?
Basically, I was in Tenerife a couple of years back, and we were walking down the Esplanade, and concern with this loud music, with Britney Spears' Hit Me One More Time playing.
Okay, and what were the people in the... What they're driving?
They were driving an open-top Jeep.
And what do they look like?
They were like three tough, muscly, tan Spanish fellas, hair gel, sunglasses, looking so serious and cool. And then just that Britney Hit Me One More Time came on and we... Yeah.
Nodding their heads. Hi, ladies.
No, not even nodding their heads, just playing it so cool and it was so loud. And they parked up and we started laughing and they sort of looked at us, so we decided they'd dart in the local shopping centre before they said anything to us.
Were they like, yeah, what are you looking at?
Yeah, basically.
Still maintaining a very serious look on their face.
Yeah, so it's as if they say, instead of like Prodigy or something like that, no.
So they are. Three big tough blokes, muscle tops on.
Three muscle tops, tight as you can think on.
They're in the topless Jeep, the ladies are walking by.
Ladies everywhere.
Yeah.
Even they were laughing, thinking, what is going on?
They've got big scowls on their faces, they mean business, they look so cool.
They look the bee's knees.
Yeah. Hi, girls. Still cooler than playing Geraldine Winner's song, though.
Definitely.
From your white van. One That Didn't Speak was in Mexico, and...
Oh, that's continental.
It's not, though, is it?
No, but it sounds posh.
He was in Mexico, and there was, like, this big... You know those big, really old, vintage American cars, like a Cadillac?
Oh, yeah, like the ones in the Snoop Dogg videos.
That. And there was these, like, American jocks there, like, probably pumped up... With vests on, sun shining, ladies walking past. Hi, girls. And loudly out of this old vintage Cadillac, the jocks are listening to this, blaring out really loud, Boyzone. Imagine this coming out of really loud out of a Cadillac. In Mexico, very continental. Do you want me to get to the chorus?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Did this story actually happen, or is it just an excuse to play Boyzone?
Did it happen, One That Didn't Speak? Yes. Even better, he's just revealed that it was when he was with the pop group A1. Why were you in Mexico with A1?
I thought he was going to have been in A1. I was like, I don't remember having his poster on my
wall. Were you in
A1?
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.